Police in Creston say a woman from Kent was arrested Wednesday evening at the Union County Law Enforcement Center. 38-year-old Crystal Huddleston was taken into custody on a Union County warrant for violation of probation on an original unlawful possession of prescription drug charge. Huddleston was being held without bond in the Ringgold County Jail. A 29-year-old man already serving time in a Nebraska prison has been given 10 years in an Iowa prison for a similar crime. Rocky Ontiveros, who court records say lived in Bellevue, Nebraska, on Tuesday was sentenced in Pottawatomie County District Court in Council Bluffs. Ontiveros pleaded guilty to felony sexual abuse after prosecutors had lowered the charge. Court documents say Ontiveros sexually abused two minors from November 1st of 2013 to September 19th, 2014. Prosecutors dismissed one of two counts because the child involved remained in therapy and was in no position to testify. In August, Ontiveros was sentenced to 30 to 40 years in a Nebraska prison. He pleaded guilty to sexual assault of a minor in Nebraska's Douglas County. A woman from Pottawatomie County was sentenced Tuesday to 6 years in prison on forgery and drug charges. 43-year-old Melanie Walker of Council Bluffs was sentenced on two counts of forgery and one misdemeanor count of methamphetamine possession. The judge sentenced Walker to 5 years in prison on both forgery counts and ran the sentences concurrently, meaning that Walker can serve both at the same time. He also sentenced Walker to 1 year in prison on the drug charge. That sentence will be served after Walker finishes her five-year sentences for writing bad checks. Assistant Pottawatomie County Attorney Shelley Sudman said that property crimes don't typically lead to lengthy prison terms, but Walker's age and her lengthy criminal history led to the state-recommended sentence of 11 years in prison. Sudman said Walker had 11 convictions of fraud or forgery since 1994. The judge went with 6 years instead of the 11, but did call Walker's criminal history atrocious. Walker was arrested in February and released after posting $25,000 bond in March. She pleaded guilty to the three counts in September. Her sentencing hearing had been continued twice. The Glenwood Police Department reports two recent arrests. On Tuesday, officers arrested 55-year-old Michael Harrod of Glenwood for operating a vehicle without the owner's consent. And on Saturday, Glenwood Police arrested 25-year-old Kathy Beery of Council Bluffs for driving while barred. Bonds for both individuals was set at $2,000. The Iowa State Patrol says releasing the name of a trooper and details about his use of force during an arrest would be unfair to the suspect he injured. The patrol refused to explain how a trooper's rifle injured Shane Airy during a June arrest following a police chase in northwest Iowa's Plymouth County. The patrol this month released an unsigned, undated report showing the trooper drew his rifle during the incident and somehow left Airy with visible injury. The Associated Press had asked the patrol for further explanation December 21st. The agency responded Wednesday by saying the answers are investigative information and their release would undermine Airy's due process rights. Patrol spokesman Nathan Ludwig claimed the report was authored June 20th, even though the arrest wasn't completed until the next day. A 30-year-old woman has been accused of stealing from a Storm Lake sign business when she worked there. Rachel Wonder of Storm Lake is charged with theft. Police say she stole more than $3,300 from the sign shed and graphics. Several attempts by the Associated Press to reach her attorney on Thursday today were unsuccessful. Police say that employees of the business reported that Wonder made unauthorized purchases and account withdrawals while she was employed there. A new contract with the largest union for Sioux City staffers will make Martin Luther King Jr. Day a paid holiday beginning in 2017. The change affects members of the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, or AFSCME, Local 212. The two-year contract also includes pay raises between 2.25% and 2.5%. The city's refusal to designate the holiday as a paid day off for workers has been a sore point for some people in the community. The local NAACP chapter has called on the city for nearly three decades to recognize the holiday. Unions representing workers with the public library and the police and fire departments negotiated Martin Luther King Jr. Day as a holiday in the late 1990s. Elsewhere in state news, authorities say the driver and only passenger on board a bus escaped after a municipal bus caught fire in Des Moines. Des Moines Area Regional Transit Authority, or DART, says the driver noticed smoke coming from the engine around 5:30 p.m. Wednesday. The driver pulled the bus over and called for help. Firefighters and police responded, and the fire was soon extinguished. The transit authority said the bus came from the same manufacturer and series as another authority bus that caught fire earlier this year. General Manager Elizabeth Prusitti said the authority then did a full inspection of all buses in that series and didn't detect any similar problems. Prusitti said the authority will investigate the cause of Wednesday's fire and determine how to prevent future problems. Well, at least 32 people died in structure fires in Iowa this year. Ron Humphrey with the State Fire Marshal's Office said many of those lives may have been saved if some of the homes would have had a working smoke detector.
I would say probably about 30% of those fires that we had this year had either no smoke detectors present or present but not working for some reason.
The number of fire fatalities in Iowa dropped from last year's tally of 42, but was up from 26 fire-related deaths in 2013. One of the biggest fire tragedies of 2015 occurred early in the year in Fort Dodge. The blaze on February 22nd claimed the lives of a 25-year-old woman, her 6-month-old son, and 5-year-old boy. That home did have a working smoke detector, but the victims were trapped on the second-floor bedroom of the home. The exact cause of that fire was never determined.
It was officially listed as undetermined. We had it narrowed down to 3 or 4 possibilities, but just couldn't lock it down. It was nothing, it was not intentional that we could find anywhere. It was leaning toward some type of accidental cause, but since we couldn't narrow it down to one, we list it as undetermined.
Many of the fatal fires this year happened when the victims were sleeping. Humphrey says that's why it's important to develop and practice plans to escape a fire in your home.
You know, so what it comes down to is, you know, have your evacuation plans and know how to get out of the house. And that's what we see a lot is these fire deaths that people either get trapped or they're sleeping. And again, no smoke detectors. And by the time they're woken by the fire or the smoke, it's too late and they can't find their way out of the structure.
And finally, in state news, 2015 will rank among the wettest in the 143 years that Iowa weather records have been kept. There are still a few hours left in the year, and state climatologist Harry Hilliker is close to having all the calculations done.
Probably 7th wettest year, with precipitation averaging about 8 inches greater than what's usual. Normal is about 35 inches, and we've had a little over 43.25 inches of precipitation average over the state.
There may be one or two locations in northeast Iowa that end up recording ever so slightly below normal precipitation for the year.
And on the other extreme, looks like Bedford and Taylor County, southwest Iowa, looks to have had over 63 inches of precipitation this year, which would easily be a record for that location. It's not a state record or a statewide record, but extremely wet year in that part of southwest Iowa.
There were several locations in southwest, western, and south central Iowa where precipitation for the year was above 50 inches. March was the 7th driest March on record in Iowa, but May, June, July, August, and September were all above normal.
And then November and December at the end of the year, way above normal. Just generally speaking, a rather wet year.
The summer was relatively cool, Hilliker said, but 2015 will wind up as slightly warmer than normal year.
A very warm end to the year. September, October, November, December, all the last 4 months are all well above normal on temperatures. None of them quite records, although December was kind of on a near record pace for much of the month, but here in the last week or so, December has been much more seasonal and is pulling down that monthly average.
Tornado season lasted a bit longer than normal. A handful of tornadoes struck Iowa on October 23rd, but didn't do much damage. Hilliker said there's still not a final tally for the number of actual tornadoes that struck Iowa on November 11th.
Probably at least 15 tornadoes on Veterans Day, and some of those were rather strong ones across especially southern parts of the state.
The number of tornadoes reported during 2015 will be close to the yearly average, according to Hilliker, somewhere between 50 and 55 twisters. The news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.